Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The U.S. government said it will ban the Chinese-owned app TikTok and WeChat from being downloaded from app stores starting this Sunday. Now, that news is causing concern not just for users, but for other social media platforms. CNN's Roger Chang joins us now. Roger, what's the government's reasoning for banning the downloading of the app?
Yeah, the Trump administration has long held the view that these Chinese companies pose a national security risk. So the conversation is all about security and privacy. You know, these apps like TikTok and WeChat, you know, they take a lot of our data, right? They have possession of, you know, location data and other data that you submit when you use these services. And the fear has always been that that data could then be turned over to the Chinese government.
Well, what does this mean for users who already have TikTok downloaded? Will they still be able to access it?
So, yes, the ban that takes into effect on Sunday basically means you won't be able to download it after Sunday. But if you have the app, particularly TikTok, if you have that, that will continue to work. The only thing is that there won't be any more updates. And so if you've noticed with other apps, you're constantly updating them because things break down or they find vulnerabilities or there's just compatibility issues and it starts to work less effectively or you get less features over time. That's likely what's going to happen. Now, there is another deadline, November 12th. That's sort of the hard deadline for when TikTok needs to either strike a deal with someone and sort of meets the Commerce Department's approval and the Trump administration's approval, or it sort of ceases to work properly.
Are other social media apps concerned about this?
Certainly sets a bad precedent. I think the notion that the U.S. is trying to cleave out these social networks from the internet so that they work in one country but not another, I think that's generally bad. And then the heads of other social networks would probably agree that this is a bad thing because it fragments the internet. And a lot of these internet companies, they've become successful because of the global reach of the internet. And so if things get fragmented, that makes things really difficult for these companies.
Will TikTok challenge the government at all?
They are right now, there's been talk that they're still trying to work out some sort of deal. Again, they have until November 12th to structure a deal that, sort of meets the approval of the Trump administration to potentially save it. It's unclear. I mean, TikTok is urging other companies and its users to sort of speak up, but there has already been some legal action taken, but it's unclear whether or not any of that is going to have a huge impact.
That's CNET's Roger Chang. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.